Lisa, please.
First of all, I have to clarify, you know, a few things in the way that this is being, because I think it's showing people's biases by the way that even presenting this motion, although it does involve, you know, WBAI, but it's not just WBAI. I really think they're presenting a strong bias with how they're saying it and presenting it. Bob's motion is clear with the 2 points. The 2 points that it clearly states, it doesn't mention anything about just doing something for WBAI. We have a situation, and it involves three stations. But this is something that nobody could have anticipated. I know I certainly could not have, in which there have been issues with, for whatever reason, the completion of elections. And this motion, although it might involve WBAI in certain circumstances and all this kind of stuff, but it speaks to something very important in that we can't anticipate whether in future elections there might be questions where, for whatever reason, beyond the LSB's control or whatever, where an election is not certified at the time that it should be. It raises the issue, and this is very important. And what WBAI, what's going on there, is really underscoring the importance of this. But the bylaws clearly say you have to have a 24-member board. A 24-member board, and basically all this motion is saying is that until there is resolution to the elections, because this could come up again, somebody at PFW could challenge or KPFK or whatever in the elections that are not certified, that the board will recognize the delegates that are currently seated until there is resolution with the elections. That's sort of the take of it in a nutshell. And read all these other things and put all these other things in terms of bias and this and that and all Bob's doing it for this reason. It's clearly, in my opinion, showing bias on the part of the people who are bringing it. And as far as what happened with the lab or whatever like that, that's mixing apples with oranges. I have no idea what that's about. But this is just simply saying in the issue where there are issues with the elections, but this is what happened. There are issues with the election. And that the board recognizes that until the issues are resolved, that the delegates who are currently in place will continue to operate and to be recognized until resolution. I mean, that's basically what it's saying.
Thank you.
It's not like anything that happened before or anything like that.
A point of personal privilege, Don White.
I wasn't directing anything at you. I'm sorry, Don, if it appeared that I was, because I wasn't.
Yeah, a point of personal privilege, Don White.
And Margaret, the SAC.
Hold it. What is that?
A point of personal privilege.
What is that? Go ahead. What is it?
Well, I'm, with all due respect, I'm really not angry. However, I do want to make it clear that asking questions of Bob Lederer, the maker of the motion, and how this will affect the situation in New York is not a reflection of my bias, and I deeply resent the implication that when members mention WBEI and the situation in New York, that people on the board jump to the conclusion that there's hostility and bias, and I deeply resent that.
I wasn't referring to people asking questions, but some people did more than ask questions.
Okay.
So I wasn't referring to you at all, Don, but I wasn't referring to people asking questions.
Okay,
I'm just saying how they're stating in terms of why something is being done.
You,
that's what I mean, so I want to be clear about that.
Start the question.
Margaret for the stack.
Sarf, call
the
question.
Excuse
me, Sarf, can I say something?
Just go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, just briefly. I mean, I don't want to interfere too much, but there's
Your
a practical
opinion?
Relevance to what's occurred here. You know, Bob has explained who was elected by the LSB in the election that he mentioned. The other group has also elected a slate of purported delegates to the national board. They have made an inquiry to the national office asking to be provided with housing at the meeting. So this issue is a practical one as well as one of law. But we have two groups of delegates who are in contact with the national office asking to be housed at the board meeting next week.
Thank you.
But they live there.
All right, Mary. Mary Burke.
Order.
Tell them no. They live there.
Order, please. They be recognized, please.
Mary Burke, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead. Your turn, because you were there. And
that's all right. I pass. I pass. I haven't been.
Call for the question.
I wanted.
Ambrose isn't on the stack. Who is?
Please don't interrupt,
all right.
Dan. Can we hear the rest of his statement, please?
Somebody.
Sorry, but
Dan.
Technically, Mary. Who called the question?
Was
Ambrose called the question?
Ambrose did.
Okay, Ambrose called the question. Okay.
Sarv, point of order. Point of order, Sarv.
Can we please hear what Dan Siegel had to finish his statement?
He finished it. I finished. Thank you.
He finished it.
Sarv, I have a point of order.
I am not talking further.
Is there a second to closing debate?
No second, Mr. Chair.
Sarv, point of order.
Time, and is there a motion to extend time here? We are at time. Is there a motion to extend time?
Am I on mute?
I'm in by 5 minutes so that those who are on the stack can make their comments, and then we can finish
the vote. A motion to extend time for 5 minutes. Is there a second to that?
How many are on the stack, sir?
I'm doing a sound check here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear me, too, because you just did.
Okay, LaVarn has not spoken, so LaVarn is next.
If Sandra could keep quiet, we could have this meeting. Please, can you?
LaVarn is next.
Excuse me?
Can I just have this point of order quick and I'll shut up? Who's on the stack?
Right?
What's the order that you have?
LaVarn?
This is LaVarn. First of all, I don't have any real information. And I think Thomas was referring to a meeting. So are there minutes from this meeting to indicate exactly what happened during the meeting? And with the court case, what is the status of that, and why are we discussing it when there's this issues in court?
I can respond to that, Sarv, if you like.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the court case is not, at this point, dealing with the issue that Bob's motion deals with. The only thing the judge will decide on Thursday is whether he believes that people have had an opportunity to vote so that the counting and certification can go forward. So he doesn't have before him the issue of which is the, you know, legitimate national board or LSB or anything like that.
Thank you. Next is Bob.
And then can you just tell us who's next after Bob and
Bob, Margaret, Wendy,
Mr. Chair,
have we extended 5 minutes, please?
5 minutes. We did that, didn't we?
We did that.
That was not acted on.
Mr. Chair, just before Bob.
All right. Bob, go ahead.
Secretary has to get it.
Excuse me, everybody. Just before Bob speaks, I have a point of information.
Okay, what's that point of information?
And it's this. Mr. Chair, isn't it true that for those who would allegedly have been illegitimately elected to the national board, to the degree that they seek housing from the national refuse to provide that and say that their election hasn't been recognized?
That's right. That's after. We'll deal with that issue here.
No, I'm just asking that in light of what the.
Can I answer that, Mr. Chair? This is Ray.
We'll see here. First of all, let's deal with this motion here. That's an order here. So let's go ahead, Bob.
Thomas.
Come on, Wendy, stop interrupting.
No, I'm loving you right now.
Bob?
Love me on another line, baby.
Bob Letter.
Okay, I'm waiting for other directors to be quiet.
Wendy, come on, respect Bob and let him talk.
All right.
Okay. All right. As I said at the outset, this could potentially affect three stations. Given the brazen conduct of the seven members of the WBAI LSB, if there is not a clear determination by this board to enforce its own bylaws that require a board that is open to the participation of 24 people, and by open I mean that, you know, that doesn't mean everyone has to attend every meeting, but that they're invited, and if they show up, they have the right to vote, which was not the case of this rump group that met at a coffee shop. That unless that happens, this may very well start to spread to WPFW. A group may very well come along and say, you know what, you folks who are whose terms you know should have expired in December, you have no right to sit on this board. You there's really just a 12-person board that has the right to sit. And the same could happen at KPFK if they're not able to certify their election by this week and so forth. So this is a national issue, and I think it's quite urgent that a very clear message be sent that this board is going to enforce the bylaws, is going to act properly, and is going to, whether it's the election of directors or, as I mentioned before, they already passed a motion in which they purported to have the right to interfere with and block the advance of the general manager search process, which the legitimate board had authorized. They purported to claim the right to contact candidates for general manager that had been recommended by the search committee and tell them that, oh, no, the whole process is being delayed, so, you know, things may not move forward. I mean, this is really a serious situation, and like I said, it's not just what's happening here. It's the potential for others to say, well, if they can do it at BAI, why can't we do it here and create our own, you know, 12-person board and start making decisions and send our own people to the national board.
Thank you, Bob.
Oh, yeah, personal privilege. There's a member of the WPFW board. I respect Bob's statement about what's happening at WBAI. I'm not there. I respect that and assume he's telling the truth.
Thank
but
you.
We're not
order.
Having that
thank
kind
you.
Of problem at WPFW.
Thank you.
I'm a member
of order.
Hold it. No, I'm just saying this is a point of personal privilege.
I'm
a member of the local board on the national board.
Thomas.
We're not having that kind
Thomas.
Of conflict.
That's not personal privilege. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Wendy.
Mr. Chair.
Wendy has been patiently waiting, so Wendy, go ahead.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thomas, we all respect what's going on there. I don't think it's a point of personal privilege, though, to say that we're not doing it. Look, we all respect this, and this is what I'm trying to tell you guys, is when we're talking about this item for the national thing, WBAI has had some people that feel very differently about the bylaws than some of the other people's there, but they have a court hearing that's going to be this Thursday. So they're going to decide this stuff on this Thursday.
Not.
So
Wait.
They don't let me interrupt you.
Interject.
Please don't interrupt
me. But you do it anyway.
Please do not interrupt. Go ahead, Wendy.
All I'm trying to say is that when I asked to be on the stack, my point is why are we having a Pacifica National Board meeting about this thing about 24 members and then this thing about KPFT, the KPFT thing's being handled, the thing about the 24 members is you guys are all saying that this is against the bylaws. If it's against the bylaws, it's against the bylaws. We don't have to be having a national board meeting about this. It'll be decided. The court has been called in. They're going to look at it on Friday, Thursday, or whatever day next week. They're going to look at it next week. So I don't understand why we're having a whole meeting about this. Whatever we decide could be nullified in a couple of days. So I'm just going to just say, you know, let's just go back to trying to build Pacifica, and this other stuff is going to work itself out. We have new... things on the horizon, and it'll all be good. We'll have a chance to making it all good.
Thank you. Margaret? Ray,
Bob, may I get on the list?
Ray? Rob?
Okay, I have a list here, and after this list is exhausted, we just vote.
Mr. Chair,
and on the
Ray,
list is just
the people who have not spoken yet.
Just hold a second. Just 1 second. The list is Margaret, Sandra, Ray, AC, and Rob. And then after that, the list is exhausted, and then we go to vote.
And can I get back on the...
Okay, Margaret.
1 minute.
Yes, I would really like to appeal to the board not to be short-sighted and factional in the deliberation of all of this. And I really would like to hear what legal counsel thinks that, given our bylaws, what is the appropriate way to handle this situation. Because, frankly... I think we're wasting a lot of time. I know that this is an important issue. I don't think our bylaws are a question of feelings. I think that bylaws are very clear and explicit. We also have a legal counsel. I would like to hear what his view is in terms of the handling of this situation. I would appeal to members of the board, you know, not to use their feelings to somehow slant interpretation of the bylaws or somehow to prolong this discussion longer than it needs to happen. It seems common sense to me that until a new board is seated, the board, the members of the board that have been on the board will continue to serve until that time. So the idea that this board somehow wants to, you know, give an okay or turn a blind eye to people who seem to be bypassing this, you know, for their own political reasons or own political gain, I think means that we're being short-sighted and we're not looking at the long term. Surely there are problems in the bylaws, and that's one of the reasons that I and other people have put forward a motion with a view to looking at a bylaws convention to make some changes in it. But I would really like to hear from legal counsel. I know I have limited time this evening. I was told this would be a 30-minute discussion. I have to be off the phone by 9 o'clock this evening. I cannot engage with Pacifica and these extended, discussions any longer than that. And I'm also concerned about people who use their knowledge of Robert's rules and call for points of this and points of that to really go on and expound for longer than they really should. And I would appeal to the chair to put a time limit. I don't care what it is, point of personal privilege, point of order, a statement, et cetera, to put a time limit on it right now so that we could proceed with our business in an orderly fashion and address this. But I would now hear what legal counsel has got to say about this situation and whether the resolution put forward by letterer is a legitimate solution or that the board should legitimately considering it given what he knows of our bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the time is up.
Thank you.
And so
Sarv, this is Sam.
Okay, first of all, the time is up. Is there extension of time here?
Yes, I moved for 20 minutes.
I
offer
time
Philly
for 20 minutes.
I offer a Philly
that.
I offer a Philly amendment to 15 minutes.
A second, please.
A second, Lisa.
Sarv, this is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
This is Margaret. I asked the question of legal counsel very respectfully, and I respectfully would like a response.
We'll get it. Just a second here. Let me get, first of all, if you have
time. I should be extended first.
Margaret,
we have to extend time if you don't, you know, if you don't.
3 minutes.
15 minutes
is motion.
I suppose 20 minutes.
All right. Any second to 20 minutes? No, sir. How about 15 minutes?
No.
Did you
no
move for 15 Lisa?
All right.
I call for 15 minutes.
If Lisa moved for 15, I second it. Or if anybody moved for 15, I second it.
Is there any objection? Is there any objection to extending time for 15 minutes?
No.
Okay. No objection. The time is extended for 15 minutes on this item. And at that time, we'll revisit it again. The next person on the agenda is Sandra.
Okay.
I was going to get to hear from Dan.
Excuse
me, I asked
the
question of Dan, and
hold
I would like to respond.
Hold it, hold it. Go ahead, Dan. You have something to add?
Well, you know, I think it should be apparent because Bob's motion quotes my opinion that I think the motion is correct. We have two groups in New York who contend that they are the LSB. One group contends that the people who were elected in 2004 are no longer LSB members. So they have a group of people they've elected to the national board. The other group contends that people who were elected in 2004 remain on the LSB until their successors are elected and certified. I agree with that opinion. I agree with the analysis that's behind Bob's motion. And I do believe that the board should resolve this issue tonight so that we don't show up in Newark next week and have two groups of people claiming to be the delegates from New York.
All right, thank you. Sandra?
Well, how can...
Point of personal privilege now. This is Margaret.
Margaret,
what is the point? Isn't that this is our legal counsel, whom we pay hopefully good money to advise us? Why are we now spending all of our time discussing this issue?
Oh, no, you're out of order, Margaret. You're out of order. Go ahead, Sandra.
Don't all those people already live in the New York area?
Go ahead, Sandra.
Margaret, I don't mean...
Sandra, go ahead.
Okay, can you...
No.
You're breaking up.
Continue to talk. You can get most of what you say.
I am all breaking up. God damn it. Here's the deal, folks. Okay. Three out of five stations have not seen the board. And therefore, I'm making a motion that the CIPCO National meeting that is to occur...
Now we can't hear you at all.
Can't hear you.
Oh, dear. Okay, can you hear me now?
No.
Just speak slowly, and we can hear you, if you speak slowly.
Can you hear me now?
Somebody.
Yeah. No.
Can you hear every fourth word?
Will you correct that? And we can,
I cannot hear you
now. We can go to the next person, and we'll come back to you, Sandra.
Seems like it. No, but... Hear me when it's
breaking up.
Go ahead, Ray. Sandra, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you.
Actually, I'm going to stop because I think the arguments that I was going to make were made by Dan, and that's why I think that the
call a question.
The information that's presented already by Thomas were wrong. We're asking people to decide whether to choose one group over the other. We're always saying this is the process that the board and the attorney have decided was the proper process, always saying we have to follow it. Instead of going to in front of a new board, people have never dealt with those issues and ask them to resolve it suddenly when we know exactly what were the antecedents to this discussion. So I will shut up now. Okay.
And the question has been called. Who called the question?
I did.
Okay. Is there any second to the question?
Yes.
Is
there any objection to calling the question?
Yes. We have
Would you, Mary, take the roll call?
Mary,
take the roll call, please.
Yes, I asked to take the roll on
calling the question, ending the debate.
I waive my objection. I'm the only one. Objection, Mr. Chair.
That's okay. Go ahead, take the roll.
Okay.
That was Evelyn, please, that asked that said call the question. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, call the question. All right, Mary Berg says yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No!
Rob Robinson?
We heard.
Yes, I hear. Did you say yes, please? That's what I heard. Is that
I said yes, Mary. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's what I heard. Thank you. Well, the phones are difficult sometimes. Okay. Rick Rob is not present, I presume. Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Wendy Shrill?
No.
Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Okay. I go back to Lisa Davis.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And LaVarne Williams?
No.
Did you say no? Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please stick. What did you just say? I thought you said pass, and then you went to no. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was confirming that. Thank you, Mary.
All right. Thank you. That's what I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. so it passes.
Okay. So the debate is ended, and you please take the vote on the motion.
Mr. Chair, I take it that my point of order about the phrase around certification was overruled by you?
Please. Well, I didn't see the point. Yeah.
Okay. Let's vote.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Mary, take the roll call.
All right.
Mary.
Yes.
Can you see what Sandra has to say?
Oh, you know, it's 11:36 in D.C.
Right, we're in the middle of the
vote. 10:30
in Houston.
Please let the secretary take the roll call.
I've written the time, and I was asked to take the vote. Is that
Thank
correct?
Thank you. That's correct.
Yes.
It's really irritating to keep not recognizing Sandra.
At this point, we cannot understand her.
Madam,
get
this is
her.
We're in the middle
to
of a vote. Please rule.
Oh,
ignore
it.
We don't get to dismiss her, though.
We can't understand her. Would you?
She's a member
Mary,
of
please,
the board.
Take roll call.
Have some
take
vote.
Roll call.
Mary, Madam Secretary,
The question was called.
Please do not engage in conversation and take the roll call. Thank you.
I am asked to take the vote.
I have
a
point of information.
Do we proceed with the roll call?
Do I proceed or do
you proceed with the roll call, please?
Oh. Thank you.
What's the point of information?
It's a question.
Mary, please consider what the roll call as the chair asked.
All right. I am taking the vote. I would ask, if you say point of information, I will not be able to do this because I can't hear more than one voice or anyone can on the phone.
This is LaVoyne. I'm asking to be recognized.
I am taking the role. Mary Berg votes yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Stacy Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis, pound one.
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, thank you. I do have that vote. Thank you very much. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Just to vote on the motion?
Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
I am calling the vote for Ambrose Lane. Can I?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
No. No,
I heard no. Thank you very much for your vote. I reported you as a no. Thank you very much. Rob Robinson?
No.
Rob Robinson.
I'm sorry, which is this vote on, Mary?
We are voting on the question that Bob Lederer's motion.
I vote yes.
You were voting yes. Thank you so much. Rip Robinson, I presume not present. Thomas Ruffin?
No.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Okay. I believe that I have heard everyone that I know that I understand to be on the line. I will now count the votes. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yes.
While you count, I would just like to say if we don't agree with people's phones, we should tell them to get a new phone or get off the PMB. You know, that it's not appropriate to let them go on and not listen to the
phone. Wendy,
Mary,
if you call for 3 weeks, nobody can hear you.
Ray, that's fine. Thank you.
I think you guys should have to
hear this. Now, please, hey, everybody, chill out a little bit. Mary,
just tell them get a new phone.
Really out of
time. Please check. Mary, please state the vote.
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Chair. More than one vote cannot be heard on the telephone for these conferences. So when I'm given permission, I will announce the vote.
Please do.
Bye.
Thank you.
You know,
Sandra, please, you're out of order. Let the secretary say the vote.
So fucking out of order.
All right.
I would ask
the body to.
Public session, Sandra.
Yeah, it's okay.
Thank you.
Only hear every fourth word. That's the problem.
Mary, go ahead.
I will now try again to announce the vote, which is 12 yes, 3 no, and no abstentions. So that vote of Bob.
Thank you. The motion prevails, and we move to the next item. The next item on the agenda is a motion to reconsider, and that motion was made by Lydia Brisson. Lydia?
Put me on the stack, please.
First of all, she has to move the motion.
Okay, after she moves it, put me on the stack.
When we get to that point, then I'll make a stack. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Lydia? Lydia Brisson? Lydia?
I move we go to Evelyn.
Delegate motion is the
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Would you please tell what the motion to reconsider and motivate it?
Okay. that we passed prior. Do you want me to read the prior motion and then the new motion or just the existing motion that I'm proposing?
Well,
Okay. The prior motion.
Go ahead.
Said in part, and this is the part that is relevant. That and this was because there was a tie with the staff reps to the PNB from the KPFT election, IRB voting, and the point of reference is Article 16, Section 1B4 of the bylaws, which if no candidate achieves a majority. The last place candidate, defined as the candidate receiving the least number of first choice votes, is eliminated. In the case of a tie for last place, the first to be eliminated will be decided by a lot. Okay, so.
Wait, where does it say that?
No, that's actually incorrect. Anyway, what the bylaws recommend is that a tie is broken by. A lot by drawing straws.
Lydia, does everybody has your motion?
Yes, everybody has the motion. But what the original motion, which I'm asking to be reconsidered, said.
I don't have your motion.
Don doesn't have it either because he doesn't have email right now. Yes, I'm about to read it if everybody will just please be quiet. But right now I'm motivating it. That the prior motion, the one that I am reconsidering, which said that the tiebreaker for the staff election be redone by representatives selected by each of the two candidates along with the third person selected by the two representatives and mutually agreeable to both candidates, that the tie be resolved by a coin toss or drawing of straws in compliance with the Pacifica bylaws and that the procedure be conducted in public, and that it be completed within 1 week. That was a week ago, and it has not been completed. Therefore, I am moving the motion as follows for reconsideration of that previous motion. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that elections for LSB directors be conducted by instant runoff voting, and whereas the 2008 election for KPFT staff director, Article 16, Section B of the Pacifica bylaws, which provides for IRB voting regarding resolution of the tie votes, was not followed, whereas the result of the 2008 KPFT staff director election violated the bylaws in the method used to determine the winner, and whereas the motion passed by the PNB was not complied with in the designated time frame. Be it resolved that the tiebreaker for the staff election be resolved by a coin toss or drawing of straws in compliance with the Pacifica bylaws, that the procedure be conducted by the KPFK Elections Working Group and shall be open to observers and the public tomorrow, Monday, January 21st, 2008, at KPFK 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West, North Hollywood, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Put me on the stack, please.
Just one person at a time. Evelyn. Evelyn has been waiting very. But there's a point of order by Thomas.
What's the point of order?
Under Article 5, Section 3B, that particular motion, if adopted, would be illegitimate. It would violate the bylaws. Article 5, Section 3B of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws require the instant runoff voting for the election of the staff representative that would serve on the Pacifica National Board to be conducted by the, in this case, by the KPFT local station board, not by anybody else. Also, the description of instant runoff voting as described in Article 16, 1B, describes a process that is to be conducted by the KPFT local station board. Now, I will read the pertinent sections of Article 5, 3B. It says, the delegates for each radio station shall meet annually in early January to elect four directors to represent that radio station on the board. The delegates of both classes of members voting together shall elect three listener-sponsored directors using the single transferable voting method and shall elect one staff director using the instant runoff voting method to represent that station on the board. That is a process that's exclusively has to be participated in exclusively by the KPFT local station board members. Now, insofar as Lydia cites Article 16, Section 1B4, where in the last sentence it says, any votes where there is no second choice indicated on the, but in the second sentence of that paragraph, it says, in the case of a tie for last place, the first to be eliminated will be decided by lot. That is to be decided. That process of using the lot is to be done by instant runoff voting by the members of the KPFT local station board. Hence, the suggestion that it would be that this would be done by a KPFK working group, whatever that is illegitimate. So, I know I said it the first time, and people aren't, you know, it's not the first time that my citation of the bylaws of the law was ignored. But in this instance, I think we ought to stop imposing our will illegitimately and also stop putting ourselves in a position where we look like we're prejudging one side of the conflict or the other. And I mean, I'm saying this as a member of the board. I don't know what's happening in Houston. I don't know what's happening in New York. But I know one thing. I'm answerable to questions about my bias, and I'm also answerable, as the rest of us are, to questions about whether we follow the bylaws, which we pretend to uphold.
Would you offer a substitute motion and then that deals with the bylaws that you just read?
You asking me a question?
Is that an order, sir?
Yes. Appropriate for one member to offer another. Can we go through the stack?
Hold it. It's not an order.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask Dan.
Okay.
Are you on the call? Dan Siegel?
He sure isn't on the stack.
Dan?
Sorry.
Dan Siegel.
Sarv?
Just one second.
May I be on the stack?
Just, I'm making a stack. Sure, you will be. Just let me. I want some opinion from Danny. For a second. Dan Siegel. Dan. Okay, Dan is not here. Okay. Next is Evelyn.
Dan,
may I be on the?
Okay, when all of you.
Please say your name when you want to be on the stack, because I don't know. Could you? You know.
I heard Mary and Sandra.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, I take it that you ruled against my point of order?
He
didn't rule at all.
Well, I think you have to rule, Mr.
Your
Chair.
Your point is well taken, and I think you're right to that the board in Houston should be the one that's doing the selection. However, they have not done it, and I'm looking. I'm looking for suggestions from the body.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm on the stack.
Please, let the man speak.
Thank you.
I think we could also move to adjourn.
Indeed, please.
All right. So I'm looking from the body. Just some kind of, you know, we can suspend Robert's rules for 5 minutes.
No.
And see how we want to deal with
this
problem. Is that all right?
Continue the
No.
Listen to Evelyn. She's next.
But he said for 5 minutes we can talk among ourselves without worrying about rules that can be difficult to work
fine.
With. You can say
can
what
we,
you have to say and do it orderly.
Can we,
just hear
can,
what he's saying. He's not trying to stop.
Can we take 5 minutes and get some more information here that I agree with that the elections should be conducted by the local station board of its delegates. I agree with that. What I'm looking for is that since they have not done it,
we are trying to give you some information, sir.
What can we do here? Is there any
I'm trying to give you some information, but I'm waiting to be
okay, Evelyn, go ahead. Evelyn, go ahead. That's your, give me your view.
I'm really trying.
Okay, please. Yeah.
We are meeting on Tuesday. Would have met sooner, but we didn't. The board did not have the motion. I requested it because none of us had all the verbiage for the motion. Bob had his piece. Mary had her piece. None of us had all of it. Okay, you're asking the LSB to do something, but nobody could give them the information in terms of what they were supposed to do. So that's one of the issues. The second thing is that I am hoping that we will avoid alienation of delegates. We're asking another station to appoint representation for KPFT. That is going to be an issue that will divide our station. And I am really asking this board to reconsider that action and to allow KPFT to conduct the meeting on Tuesday and bring this to solution. The whole point of it is to do exactly what the PNB has requested. You know, we are one of the only stations that have certified our elections on time and have really tried to be in compliance. We are not trying to ignore the PNB. We are not trying to not do what was requested, which is what is being basically, you know, asserted in this motion and casting aspersions on KPFT. And I really find that to be a problem. Michael has also agreed to appoint his representative, who he has sent an email naming. So he must not have had too much of a problem in terms of us conducting this meeting on Tuesday. So, you know, we're trying to move forward with this. And what we're asking is the opportunity to conduct the business of KPFT internally. We really don't need an outside station because we have not said we're not going to do it. So I'm really not understanding the rush to judgment here in terms of, you know, stating that, that KPFT is out of compliance because we are trying to comply. And the intent of KPFT, the LSB, is to comply with what was sent to us, which was not sent until the 15th.
Let me ask Madam Secretary. Just 1 second.
Sorry about that, sir.
Hold it. Yeah. Madam Secretary? Mary?
Mr. Chair?
Sorry, this is Dan.
Okay, just a second.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Okay, let me, first of all, let me ask Mary one question. Mary, when was sent to the local station board?
I would like to hear what Dan has to say because the issue is, I'm finishing what you asked me. Please let me finish.
Okay.
The issue is not when any email was sent. It was a public thing. It was on, it was noticed already publicly as of the time. That is not the issue, but I believe it will be for our council and at this moment to
All right, let me ask.
We need to hear from him now, and I wish we can do that, please.
Thank you. Dan?
Yeah, hi, sir. I'm sorry. I just had to get in my car and drive to my office. But,
no problem.
Yeah, the question is to the legality of all this. I believe that the motion that the board passed last week was an appropriate motion in order to resolve the problem that had arisen. The fact that the motion has not been followed does, in my mind, mean that the board is entitled to take further action. So then you have a question of whether you should follow Lydia's advice. I guess I was hearing Doc say that on Tuesday they're going to do the coin flip at KPFT, obviously it would be better to have KPFT do this in order to avoid further conflicts and disagreements about what the bylaws mean. I do think that Lydia's motion is lawful, but if there's another alternative, if the KPFT people are making a commitment to do the coin toss on Tuesday, maybe that's a better result.
Is there,
there is an alternative.
I'm going to join the stack then, Mr. Chair.
Okay, just one second. So I think the better solution, I think, would be that if Tuesday night there's no toss, that Wednesday morning the KPFK elections group can do it and certify the election, find the winner of that. Is that, would that be acceptable to everybody?
No, I have a point of order on that point.
Can you please go through the stacks, sir, Mr. Chair?
Let's go through the stacks, Doc, please.
Excuse me.
No, not the stacks.
Excuse me, just a order.
Okay, just a second here. First of all, I got to rule on Thomas's motion, and I would say that Lydia's motion is in order, listening to on the basis of her counsel.
Yes, her counsel.
All right.
A new one,
so,
sir.
That's that. So we'll take a stack now, and who wants to speak first?
Well, I do.
Lydia. Motion it is.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Redley.
Okay, so of course the main issue here is that an entire board, the KPFT LSB board, did not recognize the necessity of doing the coin toss to begin with.
Wait. But please,
Wendy,
please.
The meeting was a public meeting that was.
Just hold everybody for a second.
Okay, the meeting was a public meeting that was recorded. That was a matter of notice. You had four directors from KPFT present who could have taken the information. Sandra is the one who had said on the call that you wouldn't be able to convene a meeting in time, which is why we left the specific of the KPFT LSB out of the motion. However, I would consider amending the motion to include the coin toss to take place on Tuesday, but I do not know if the Tuesday meeting, and I will need that clarification, if the Tuesday meeting mandates the tie-breaking coin toss, and because I have received a call from at least one LSB member at KPFT that is telling me that there is going to be a new election at KPFT. Which, number one, would have to be noticed as an election in terms of the notification of that delegates assembly, and number two is there's a conflicting motion from 2 years ago that I'm not even going to get into right now, and then number three, you cannot possibly replicate the conditions that existed at the previous meeting when the original election took place, and since the only thing that this PMB committed itself to do was to accept the fact that it was a 10-10 vote and a coin toss was mandated, then, unless there is a commitment and we see a notice that was posted for Tuesday's meeting that specifies the tie-breaking coin toss as the reason for that meeting, then I don't think, then we have to resort to going to using the KPFK group, only because we know that they understand IRV. Now, however, as I said, I'm fine with KPFT with those conditions. Otherwise, it becomes a moot point, and we pass the motion, and it needs to be complied with, and somebody has to make plane reservations and get there and so forth. So we need to resolve this in a prompt manner.
So is there an amendment that could be made to that?
I can make an amendment, Mr. Chair. That would be legitimate under the bylaws.
Would that be okay with everyone?
To that?
This is Thomas Reffin. If I can get a chance, I can make an amendment that would be legitimate.
But I had some questions need to be answered. I asked some questions first.
Who are you asking these questions to, Lydia?
I am asking the questions of the KPFT directors. Is your official notice, does it include the actual action that was mandated by the PMB for a tie-breaking coin toss based on
the ballot results, which the PMB was not calling into question at its, earlier portion of this adjourned meeting.
And that complaint requested a meeting of the B.
Can't hear Sandra. Can't hear you. Cannot hear you.
Sorry.
How about other directors from Houston? How about Doc?
Well, just listen.
It states that we will handle the motion that was sent to the PNB, sent from the PNB, and Michael was asked to name who his representative would be, just as stated in that motion, I believe, and he sent the name to our chair. I believe it's Gertrude. Is that correct, Michael? You're on this call. You can answer the question as well as I can.
Gertrude Barnstone, the mother of George Barnstone. We got it.
Well,
his motion.
But anyway.
Mr. Chair.
Anyone else want to answer Lydia's question?
I thought I just did.
Houston, any other board members?
Mr. Chair, can we hear whether the other side...
Hello?
Sure.
Hello?
Who is that? Michael, go ahead.
Michael, yeah. I don't know how to weigh in on this because Evelyn has begged the question a couple of times, and it's clear that I can't give a point of view that anybody can hear. So I just can't speak because the stacks, you know, the deck is just stacked. So I will say, if you can believe me, that there is no notice of any sort that there will be a drawing of lots, but there is a delegates meeting on Tuesday.
Do you have a notice before you that you can read to us, Michael?
No, I don't.
Does one exist?
I'm looking for it right now. It's in my email.
But there is only talk of the delegates handling the matter. There's no talk of the delegates honoring the PNB resolution, for sure. And the other thing I would say is the directors were very clear what that vote was about last Sunday, and they didn't convey that clarity to the chair and the person who convened the delegates meeting, Bill Crozier.
That's not true, Michael. I sent that information directly to them immediately after the meeting.
Okay.
But I only had the part that Bob Letterer had. I had to request the other part from Mary, which I didn't have, and I asked Bob if he had it. He directed me to Mary.
All right.
I tried as quickly as I could to get all of that information to our chair.
I'm going to assume that the directors can understand for themselves that there has been a stonewalling, and that I was clear as a Houston director that there was to be a flip of the coin, not to my satisfaction, but to the order of the PNB. And I think the other directors on this call were clear about that as well, and they didn't convey that to anyone verbally or in writing.
Michael, your hands were
right.
High. You could have done it before.
Okay, now.
Mary Berg has a point of order.
Mary, point of order?
The point of order is that from the beginning, that it was very clear that there is a two different issues here. The director Woodson had two kinds of complaints. One concerned with the LSC, the PNB.
And you cannot do
the confidential part. Houston PNB.
Confidential portion you cannot bring in public.
I'm saying there were two kinds of questions.
Okay.
And he put those out to different places. The other and the only thing that the PNB addressed itself to and that we clarified that there are these two issues, we are only talking as to whether the resolution of the tie has been violated. That's all we're talking about. Now, if we did get this by Tuesday, whether or not it should have been done before that, rather than arguing about this, the point is we have to have it by Tuesday because Director Bazan is correct in that we have to have plain residence. We have to resolve this issue. So the PNB has to be notified that the coin toss was correctly redone, and we had a procedure for it. As I understand, the complainants, the principal, have picked their names. We have the name of what Michael Woodson selected.
And as presuming that George Ryder has also selected his, and that they, those two people that picked their third people, that has to be happen at Tuesday, no later. I think that Brezon's motion was first to say that it should happen tomorrow. And Dan's point is, well, as he has aptly said, that although Lydia's Brezon's motion was totally in order and it was not violating any Section 5, as Thomas Ruffin said.
Why don't you read the rules?
Not in any way at all. We are not doing the we are not voting. We are simply proceeding about the part like this. If it could happen Monday, that would, of course, be better. But if we are all willing, including Lydia, that we can have the report back on Tuesday as to the result and it was duly done, then we can finish tonight. And I would hope that we can proceed that way.
All right. Now, what I would do is, now I would like...
And if I'm wrong, I would like to hear that
thank you.
That
this is Wendy.
Mr. Chair, I'm
next. Go ahead. AC Bird, AC, you haven't spoken today.
Surely AC is more important than Wendy.
AC, go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was is that, and this can be in the form of a motion that I wait on, and that is that if the board should instruct, it seems to me that there be a resolution of the problem that the KPFT board is attempting to correct. A resolution of why there was a conflict of interest on the board and why was it allowed. And two,
now
I'm just saying that.
Right,
I just want to finish. I'm saying that one of the things that needs to be resolved as well is the question of the conflict of interest and the question of the violation of the bylaws. Those two questions need to be addressed in addition to the question of drawing of lots, because otherwise, you know, you're not getting to the bottom of anything.
Right now, we're just talking about just this PNB order to conduct the coin toss, and that's the issue we're addressing here.
Can I get recognized, Mr.
Okay,
Chair?
Now,
and Wendy, I'm an actual KPFT director.
What we like is that, I think, this is my opinion here, and I think that we should begin to entertain amendment to Lydia Brezon's motion.
I provide one, Mr. Chair?
And then from there, we can, you know, come up with some kind of solution to that we all agree on.
And then Thomas and Wendy are on the stack, right?
Who's...
Point of information.
Just a second here.
May I provide?
First of all, let me. AC, what was your?
My amendment is that the KPFT be instructed to answer the question of the conflict of interest that occurred, and also the violation of the bylaws that occurred. Those are two things there, because otherwise, you just have the toss without considering those factors, then you really haven't resolved anything.
What point of information?
AC, I think that their motion, it's not addressing this motion that's presented here.
I'm asking that that be amended to Lydia's motion.
Just a second. Lydia's motion was to reconsider a previously adopted motion. And that previously adopted motion was addressing only one element.
Exactly.
And that's the one we're going to address. And that alone, anything else, is not at issue here. And therefore, I think our conversation should be limited just to that point.
Point of information.
Ray, I'd like to offer an amendment.